Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu, who is also our producer. And we are having an absolutely phenomenal conversation with Dahlia Ellison from Douglas Elliman. And Dahlia is a real estate broker sharing with us such tremendous insight as she has learned through her many years of servicing clients, not selling them, servicing them. And when we just went to the break, we started talking about the new houses that are going up. We're also going to go into what Christina was talking about, the benefits and what's going on right now, or the gift because of how these prices are going crazy. But that's not the point. Let's go to the tech savvy, because seniors are becoming more tech savvy. In the town of North Hempstead, we have all these different programs, which Christina will talk about. I can't remember the names of them, but they're significant, bringing the seniors up to date. Me, I'm a senior, I'm 67. I just got a laptop 2 weeks ago. So, and today's my first day I'm doing it by myself. Peter's not here to help me turn it on.
Wow.
This is a big accomplishment.
It is, I'm impressed.
But nevertheless, Dahlia, let's go back to you with tech savvy homes.
Yes, so these new communities are catering to the elderly. They're usually called the 55 plus, and they're popping up everywhere. And honestly, I'm looking at one myself because there is so much to offer to us. And there's a lot of bells and whistles that comes with it. As I was saying, it regulates the sleep-wake cycle of the new homeowner, the everyday rhythm of the homeowner. The voice-activated consoles and the lighting setting is going to be just so wonderful. And it's all about making life easier. Since the pandemic, what I'm seeing from a lot of retirees or soon to be retirees, I hear they say life is too short. We were planning to retire in a few years. Perhaps we should look, we were planning to move out of our home in a few years. Perhaps this is the right time to do so. And actually, whoever is toying with the idea, they should consider it very seriously because we have such high demand for homes in Long Island. I'm sure you have heard of it. Although I believe social media is making it sound a lot bigger than it is, but the truth is, because of the high demand that we are having and because of the low interest rates that seems to be never, ever seen before and maybe never will be repeated, people are taking advantage. Buyers are trying to purchase homes. So homes that were not really selling before, and seniors who felt they were trapped in their homes, they have an opportunity of a lifetime to jump into the pool of sellers and have their homes marketed.
When you go back in time, mortgages like 30 years ago, 35 years ago, were like 15%, and they really were. And now it's 2.75 to 3, maybe 2.5, depending on maybe a 10-year might be lower. It's absolutely absurd, but that's a big piece of, you know, you put down your 20% and if you're paying 3% on the remainder versus 10 or 12 or even 5 or 6, which was only 10 years ago, that's a big difference. So the refi market has been tremendous. It really has been. And it is a benefit. Now you are going to be paying a little bit more too. It's all relative. You're not going to sell your house for $1 million and buy something cheap. Everything's going to be relative, but it's the time to get what you want. Go ahead, Christina. That makes the most sense.
No, I think, you know, it's like, cause I always laugh, you know, my husband is always on top of all of this stuff and he's like, oh, we should sell. I'm like, but we're still young and working. So we still have to buy something new. But you know, that's why I feel like for someone, as Dahlia was saying, that's looking to retire or downsize, it's a really great option. You know, I mean, just the last week, my brother and his fiance are looking for a house. Not an ideal time, obviously, because there's so much competition now with all these, you know, buying, you know, a house on the island.
And they're first time buyers.
Yeah, first time buyers.
Right, they're first
time. Yeah, so But it was crazy. You know, it was near the neighborhood by me, and they were all excited. We're going to look at it. We made an appointment. You know, there's all different regulations now with all the COVID, protocol. And the line to get into the open house looked like you were waiting online for a concert or something. It was, you know, public safety even drove down the street, you know, so it just, that was my firsthand experience of really seeing how high the demand is right now for these houses. And the real estate agents online were like, you know, this isn't so rare, you know, this is what's happening now, partly because only a certain amount of people can go in at one time, but there's just such a high demand of people coming in from all over the place. So
yeah, that's another thing that's, yeah, go ahead, John. Sorry.
No, man, that's what you see, what Christina's talking about?
Yes, we are seeing a big demand, okay? But here is the thing. People are leaving New York City, absolutely. We even have millennials who were never, ever going to consider coming to Long Island who are now beginning to look here. But when we talk about people leaving New York City, it's not just Long Island that we are looking at. A lot of them are moving to New Jersey, to Connecticut, yeah, to Westchester. So this frenzy in news is not necessarily the truth. Mm-hmm. I have people coming to me every single day. Oh, you must be so busy. Oh my God, what's happening? Yes, we are busy, but not necessarily in the way that news is talking about it. Mm. When Governor Cuomo ordered shelter in place back in March, the first frenzy was about renters. Renters came here renting $30,000-$40,000 a month, but they thought it's going to be a very temporary thing, maybe a month, and they would go back home to New York City. After a month or two, they started to see the benefits of moving to the suburbs. They started to see how beautiful it is to raise children and family in open space, with much more greenery, with much more land. And little by little, they started to look for homes. So the initial activity was not buy, sell, sell. It was rent and then start to look at homes. And at the same time, those people who rented for a year are not even back to the market yet to purchase. They're still toying with the idea of making New York City their temporary home, and making Long Island their permanent home. And the way we are looking at the trend right now, that's exactly what's happening, where it used to be they had a home in New York City and they had maybe a vacation home or a weekend home in Long Island. Now it's reversing and New York is becoming something of a pied de terre for them and making Long Island a permanent home. So with all that said, a lot of seniors are concerned about safety, which is very, very important. And the reason, as you mentioned, Christina, we are seeing lines in the, behind the homes is not only because there are so many buyers, it's also because we do not allow in more than one group of buyers at a time to look at the house. So seniors must understand that their safety comes first. And when we do show, it is done in the utmost cleanest and sanitized way possible. People are not let in without obviously masks. They have to have gloves on. We give them booties. We walk around with sanitizing wipes after them. Yet at the same time, once they do sign the COVID waivers, we tell them not to touch anything in the house, not to open any doors, not to even touch the cabinets. We will do everything for them. This way we make sure that our homeowners are safe. We want them to be able to welcome buyers without having their safety endangered, God forbid. So that's a very important thing. I want sellers to realize that even though it is pandemic and people think perhaps I shouldn't have anybody in my home and that may cause them not to want to sell, they should feel assured that we take all the safety precautions for them. It's our number one priority more than anything else.
I had no idea that that is the way you show a house. I really didn't in the pandemic.
I know. I feel for real estate agents because all these new things and all these documents that have to be signed, you know, those waivers have to be signed before even the person's there, you know, there's so much another layer of all this. And then the sanitizing aspect, I give you guys so much credit in this whole new world.
Used to be. used to be in my trunk. Say that again.
Is there a time frame? If I'm going to see the house and I'm scheduled next, do I have 10 minutes and I got to get out? Or if I hang in there for an hour, that means everybody waits. How does that work?
I try to make every showings private. I don't like having people in a line. So okay. I try to space the showings half an hour apart. So nobody needs to come and stand outside with their children. What is the point of doing that? I give them that half an hour because sometimes the person walks in and knows right away it's not the right house for them and they walk out. That's fine. I respect that. But then we have other times when somebody walks in and they really need to feel connected with the realtor. They have a lot of questions to ask. They have a lot of worries they want to share. They want us to help them and give them that time. So that half an hour is sufficient between each showing. I do not. There was a time that we would have open houses and many people would be roaming in and out and we don't have to worry about it. We don't do that. I give everybody enough time to feel that they've satisfied and they've had all their questions answered before moving on to the next person.
Yeah, because right, years ago, you could have a bunch of families in there at the same time.
Right.
Nobody was touching anything. I mean, they were touching stuff. They're opening the closets. They're opening the kitchen cabinets. Right. Who wants to go back into your home with your family that lives there? You almost have to sanitize the place every time. So what Dahlia's doing is respecting the homeowner, absolutely, which needs to be done. And at the same time, accommodating the potential buyer. It's a tough game today. It really is, trying to balance that act, which is the new rules under COVID. Go ahead, Dahlia.
You know, we are in a service business. Service business means knowing what your clients and customers want and providing it for them. That's what sets us apart. If we cannot find the pulse of our clients and customers, we won't be able to be of service to them. It is the most important thing to know what they want. And every person has something different. It has to be addressed the right way, with compassion, with understanding, and with patience. And from there, everything falls into place. Everything synchronizes. All the events will come together one by one.
Compassion.
I also, it's very true.
I agree with you 100%.
It's also important for people to understand that, yes, we do have a lot of buyers. Yes, they will be moving fast because there is competition. People are not waiting too long. If they find a house they like, they jump on it right away. And a lot of sellers start to wonder, what if I find a buyer and I don't have a house myself yet? And that's another factor that makes them hesitate to sell their home or even bring their home to the market. I want to give them a little bit of reassurance. Obviously, none of us can guarantee anything.
You know what? You're making a very important point, and I don't want to cut you off, but we have to take another break.
Yeah.
Okay? You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Dahlia.